Joining us right now on our KTAR Newsmaker line is Ted Rossman, and Ted is with CreditCards.com, an industry analyst. And today is actually an important day, right, Ted, when it comes to credit freezes. Tell me about that.
It's a very important day for consumers because today credit freezes become free nationwide. A credit freeze is the best tool that we have as consumers to protect our identities because it prevents anybody from opening credit in your name.
So, okay, Ted, I'm familiar with it. I've got three of them because there are three different credit bureaus
out there. Right?
You know, Experian, TransUnion, Equifax. Mm-hmm. But explain to folks what a credit freeze does, because as I'm researching all of this, I find that a year later, a lot of people did not freeze their credit in the wake of the Equifax data breach. So what would a credit freeze do, and how does that protect me?
A credit freeze is like a super lock on your credit. It prevents anybody from opening credit in your name. It's a lot better than alternatives. Listeners might have heard of things like credit monitoring and even just checking your own credit score and credit report. Those things will only let you know after the fact that a problem occurred. The reason a credit freeze is so great is because it prevents those problems in the first place. We all know how widespread identity theft is. Javelin Strategy found about 17 million cases last year, and the Federal Trade Commission estimates that if you're affected, it takes about 30 hours worth of work to dig out of that hole. So I would advise everybody, especially now that it's free, go on, get a credit freeze from each of the three bureaus and avoid any sort of issues.
All right. Ted Rossman, again, an industry analyst with CreditCards.com. All right. You've convinced people. They're concerned. They remember last year. They don't want to spend that 30 hours figuring it out. Where do you go? Is there a clearinghouse? Is there a website? Is there an easy place that we can send people?
So I wrote about it today at creditcards.com. I wrote a post about step-by-step instructions on how to freeze your credit now that it's free. The short answer is that you have to contact each of the three bureaus individually.
Okay.
So that's Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. You can do it online or you can do it over the phone. You could even do it by mail. I wish it was a little bit simpler. I wish you could just contact one and it would automatically extend to the other two, because you have to remember also that it's not just the freeze, it's also the unfreeze. So anytime you're in the market for credit, you want a new auto loan or mortgage or credit card, you have to unfreeze.
You need to go backwards.
Exactly. You have to unfreeze with each of the three bureaus as well.
Okay, so talk to me a little bit about that, Ted, because a year ago, I paid money when I went to some of these credit bureaus, the Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, of which we have tweeted out your article at Bruce and Pamela so that folks can go and be able to do those credit freezes themselves. But in the last year, I'll be honest, I haven't gone for a loan. So let's hypothetically say this weekend I'm going to be shopping for a car. How long does it take for me to go to each one of these bureaus, unfreeze my credit, and then it would actually go through?
The new law mandates that you can unfreeze your credit within an hour. I would advise that people give a little bit more buffer than that. I would say maybe 2 or 3 days if you can, just because we know that things go wrong. Sometimes there's a long wait to speak with a representative on the phone. Other times websites go down unexpectedly.
Sure.
So I would say if you can, maybe 2 or 3 days before you plan to apply for credit.
This is great. It has been difficult to do these things in the past, and it seems that there's been a bit of a tide changing. Have you seen that, where I'll put it this way, Ted, the consumers now have a lot more control, where before we had absolutely no idea what was going on the other side. The industry's moving that direction where we're getting a little more protection?
I think this is great. I'd love to see more people take advantage. I've seen estimates ranging from about 5 to 15% of consumers freezing their credit. I would love to see some additional changes. For instance, what if everybody's default state for their credit was frozen? I think that would be similar to workplace retirement plans, in that when there's auto enrollment, more people participate. I'd love to see that extended to credit freezes as well.
Ted, one last question for you here today. I've got a daughter. She's only 9. Is this something that we should be doing for her as well, freezing her credit? She doesn't have any credit right now, right?
Does she?
Great point. And you want to keep it that way, because There were 1 million cases of child ID theft last year in the U.S. alone,
wow.
And it can often go undetected for many years because nobody thinks that their elementary schooler is going to have a credit card, but crooks can steal their Social Security number, they can blend it with some other information, spin up a fake profile. I've heard of cases where a toddler's identity was stolen and it went undetected for 15 years until that child graduated from college and found a big mess in their credit history. So, yeah, absolutely. Lock down your own credit, but do it for your kids, too. That might even be more important.